conversation at a time.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Put your hands in the air if you go hard.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show,
and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. Is that what you said? And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, no doubt, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday morning. We also want to make sure that you connect with us at our offices located at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us, 318-445-5658. We are so incredibly interested in all of the amazing things, DC, that are happening in and around our community, in and around our state. Our mission every single morning is to bring you the best locally, nationally, and internationally. And so if you've got something locally that you want to share with our listeners, all you've got to do is connect with us in any of those three ways. You can go to our website. You can click on the contact tab. And when you click on the contact tab, it will take you directly to just jotting out an email, a note, whatever it is that you'd like to send. And certainly we will get back to you. I'm going to tell you what, DC, it's Wednesday. The week is winding down. And as we were traveling in, chauffeured in, I might add, by young Deuce Christmas. It was a good ride. The ride is getting a little bit better every single day. The more parents I talk to, the more I know. And, you know, I already knew. Forgive me for this, but I just have to keep reaffirming to myself that this is the natural progression of life and growth. Yes, our birds remind us, but I need reminding, and I just want to affirm it to you. So we were chauffeured in this morning, and I said to DC as we were dropping off young Deuce Christmas at his destination, or he was dropping himself off, I said, it almost feels like almost a fall morning. You know, I said, it's not going to rain yesterday. And for the most part, in the areas that we were in Alexandria, we didn't see the rain. But yesterday, when we got home to Cheneyville, we had gotten a good downpour, and it just seemed to cool things off. But now, on the other hand, that rain is also producing what seems to be more mosquitoes. We're going to get our friends from J&J Exterminating in to talk about that. Those guys do an incredible job. If you need any type of pest control, you need extermination, you need your house treated, they come out absolutely 100%, no cost. And they give you an estimate. And let me tell you something, they have an incredible team. They've been out to our home. They do a wonderful job. And you know what? Mosquitoes are just, you know, they are really, really getting bad this season, D.C., aren't they?
Yes, they are, Carlette. But to piggyback what you're saying about J&J, they came in and put that deep
Citricon
system.
You want to call it Detricon, don't you?
Yeah, that Citricon system around the house to treat the termites. Man, I tell you, you never know those little critters are around your house until you get a certified professional to come in. And you kind of have an idea that it's something going on, but until you get one of those professionals, they can actually show you, because you will never see a termite. Rarely will you see one of the bugs, you know, actually around your home. But they'll come out and check that and inspect that for you for absolutely free.
And what I love about that, DC, is that they leave no stone unturned.
None.
You know what? They check everything, and they know exactly what to look for, and especially if you're like us, and we talk about our home being an older home, and it's always in a place of restoration. When you have an older house, you're always restoring and repairing and, you know, trying to fix and trying to renovate.
And make sure it doesn't get ate to the ground.
Yeah, you don't want the termites to eat it up. And so if that's you, and a lot of people are, you know, really don't keep a good record of if they've had pest control out, if they've had a company like J&J to come out and just check your property. I mean, underneath your property. I mean,
they were just very, very thorough. They come out at no cost. And then this is what's even more incredible, DC. After they come out and they assess your property and they give you the most professional rundown of what's going on, what you need, they work with you. And they work with you at such a minimal cost that why wouldn't you want to protect your home, especially if it's a place that you're going to be dwelling in and you're going to be there for the long haul. You want to make sure that your property is protected. And so that's just something to think about. And as we are getting more rain, you know, I'm sure the farmers are probably happy, but it seems like the mosquitoes have gone, out of control. So now people who like to sit on their porch, we were at my mother-in-law's yesterday. She loves to sit on the porch, but she said the mosquitoes are just too bad. They can come out and even spray the perimeter of your property. So that, and check those areas. You know, we want to remind people, and we're going to have them in DC to talk about it, about those, you know, those containers that we sort of leave lying around the house. Maybe for us, it could be flower pots. What we did is we took all of those things and turned them over so that they won't be a hub for mosquitoes to lay their eggs, fester, and grow. And so just little things that we can do to make our homes better and safer and just more comfortable as we are getting into the dog days of summer. But if you're just getting your morning started, you will be pleasantly surprised when you walk out the door and you will say, wow, it doesn't feel so muggy. Now, it didn't earlier. I don't know if it, you know, we're moving in, but it was sort of cloudy as we were driving in and it really felt comfortable. So I hope you enjoyed that. And every single morning, we're going to continue to remind you to be mindful about kids on summer vacation. Every single day we see another episode that reminds us to remind you. So yesterday, as we were traveling about the city, on MacArthur Drive, one of the busiest areas probably in the city, right across from Hickson at the intersection of Hickson Autoplex, we see two young boys on a bicycle. We used to call it double pumping. Well, now it's advanced because one kid is standing up on the back of the bicycle, on the little bars that you can stand on. The other young man is riding the bicycle, and they are riding directly into traffic. And we're slowing down and we're saying, oh, no, don't do it. And so the kid swerves just in time to keep the car from hitting him. But why we ask you every single morning to get better with your distractions on the road. And we understand completely. And I mean, there's been a movement for people to put down cell phones. In certain states, it's illegal to be on your phone, on your cell phone, in your vehicle. But what we understand is that there's always a way around it. So every morning, what we encourage you to do is progression instead of perfection. Progress instead of perfection. So every day, if you do a little bit better today than you did yesterday, you're going to be better for it, and others around you are going to be better for it. And I'm going to tell you, if there would have been a distracted driver coming at those kids, they could have easily had a very, very bad situation. And what we're understanding is that as kids are vacationing, they are way outside of their neighborhoods. What in the world, I'm thinking to myself as a mom, what in the world are these two kids doing on MacArthur? And where in the world are they going? And then they think somehow, and we did too as kids, they think they're invincible. Now, don't forget about helmets. Kids don't wear helmets anymore at all on bicycles. And so it is up to us, the responsible people behind the wheel. And I am telling you, I believe this wholeheartedly. And as I remind you, I'm reminding us and the drivers in our vehicle as well, you don't want to be one of those people that says, all I had to do was put the cell phone down. All I had to do was wait. I'm going to tell you, there just can't be anything that pressing that will not wait. So this morning as you're traveling in, we're still seeing not a lot, but a few school buses, some kids in summer school. That'll probably be wrapping up very soon. But kids are in summer school, so that means that buses are running in various different parts of the city, different parts of different parishes. Be mindful about bus drivers. Help those ladies and gentlemen, help those kids get into summer school. And most importantly, just stay engaged. I know it's easy, it's simple, but it's not easy to do. As we have dubbed ourselves as a nation and as a people of multitaskers, don't get so comfortable behind the wheel that you just think you've got it. I want to remind you once again about the South Traffic Circle. I tell you, everybody wants to beat the other person in the South Traffic Circle. Nobody really wants to yield, and everybody wants to show you how fast they can get up and get out in front of you. And so with novice drivers on the road, again, our plea is be mindful. I'm going to tell you what, it has given me a greater humility, even though I don't drive that much, a greater humility for everybody on the road as our kids are starting a new generation, raising up, driving. Every parent I've talked to this summer says, yes, my kid is driving. My kid is in driver's school, or, you know, they're about to get their driver's license, or they've gotten their permits. And the more that this happens, of course, the more they want to drive. But it's just information that we all know, but we forget to remind ourselves of. So don't worry. You don't have to worry, because we're going to remind you every single morning. Y'all, it's Wednesday morning. We're winding down the week. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't know how you're feeling. I don't know what you're feeling this week, this morning. I've had a bevy of feelings, but you know what? I have decided I'm going to put them in check, and I'm going to trust being in the middle is absolutely okay. So wherever you are, just console yourself and let yourself know I'm okay. It's okay. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. The number to phone for an appointment, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to their website at www.hicksonhasit.com. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices. Well, you already know that he's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, expertise, but most importantly, competence and caring for over four decades. The number to phone for more information, 318-487-9537. Remember, it is hurricane season, and your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, can help you to get to a better state. Home, auto, and life insurance for Rosa and her team. Simply phone 318-487-1881. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. It's 7:54 local time, 8:54 Eastern. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival. If you go hard,
throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo. New colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Let's ride.
Said Michelle, you to know me well, cause I got a whole lot to bring. Add a little flavor in the disco. Hope you like the tempo. Let's go, move your feet. Take two steps to the right, just drop through. to wipe, get live, get crushed to death. Now just slide to the other side. Let's do like me to the left, to the left. All my lovely people to my left right now, get ready for me. All my happy people to my right right now, move to the beat. All my East Coast people in the place to be, get ready to go. All my West Coast people in the place, just rock, rock with me, rock, rock. Give me 116, one paper, one pen, and one studio. Let me get a verse, yeah, I got nerve. Don't need to rehearse, I just need to blow. So many ladies in the game right now who wanna rock with the Chris on the microphone. I've been studying Miss Billy, Miss Ella, Miss Sarah Vaughan, and Miss Natalie Cole. All my people locked up, never give out, just hold your head up. All my baby mama's hardworking, pretty mama, just move ahead. All my downtown people in the place to be, get ready to go. All my Midwest people in the place, just rock, rock with me, rock, rock.
I'm going to tell you one thing, DC. That music puts me in the mood to ride.
You going to ride with me?
I'm going to ride with you. And you know what? We want to thank all of you for riding with us this Wednesday morning right here on the official OPT network. It's 3 minutes after 8 local time, 3 minutes after 9 Eastern. So much is happening. And we got to bring you up to speed, especially for those basketball fans, D.C. Yesterday was big news, although I don't know if it was big news or not. LeBron James.
Big news.
Yep. Said yesterday
not
that
bad
he, not bad news.
Not bad news. Big
but
news.
Big news. And I don't even know if it was such big news at all, but he says he will become an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
So that is fully loaded. His agent, Richie Paul, told the Heat that LeBee, the four-time MVP, league MVP, is opting out of his contract with the team. Now, they are hopeful. They're saying that that doesn't mean that he's taking his talent elsewhere. It doesn't mean that he's leaving.
Doesn't mean he's staying either.
Doesn't mean he's staying either. And so this is really big news because people are now trying to figure out with the NBA draft looming. We are on the eve of, it's tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Plus Melo's out there lingering in the
wind. Melo is out there. He has also declared that he is an unrestricted free agent as well.
Checking options.
Yeah. And so this is what LeBee said. He said, you know, he's opting out of his contract, but of course it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to leave Miami. He said that he still has until June 30th to decide whether he wants to remain with the Heat.
5 days.
All right, so guess what? He's still got 2 more years on his contract, and he would make $20 million next season alone under his current contract.
Right.
But that really sounds like a lot, but it really isn't.
Well, it is a lot, Corlette, but the problem with it is when you have 2 years on your contract, let's say you blow your knee out and you can never play again,
mm-hmm.
where they don't have to pay you but the remainder of the contract, versus if you had a new contract,
mm-hmm.
they would have to pay you all of the money. So you can kind of see how it would almost be crazy for somebody to stay under $40 million when they can be under $125 million or so.
And you know, Pat Riley,
that's what it's about.
Right. And Pat Riley came out in a press conference and, you know, he talked about how tough it is to win, you know, back-to-back-to-back to three-peat in championship form, and how tough that is, and that he is incredibly proud of the Heat and the Big Three, and the entire team, I say the Big Three, but what they were able to do. But he says basically that everybody needs to really remain at the table, and they need to retool.
Well, that's what he's going to say. Because who really wants to see LeBron James leave their
team? Yeah.
You know, basically, it's as bitter as it was sweet when he came.
Right,
I mean,
right.
When you see him coming, it's like, oh, yay. And when you see him leaving, it's like,
oh no.
There goes the franchise.
And you know, with
ask Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland, speaking of, they are on the clock first for the NBA draft. They have probably lots of money. And now what they're saying is that since Carmelo Anthony, who also announced that he's going to be a free agent from the New York Knicks, and then you've got LeBee out there, they're wondering if teams are going to be a little sketchy trying to save enough money to lure LeBron in. Now, we know that LeBron is probably interested in getting into a situation where he can win another championship.
Right.
And I don't know, with the lackluster performance that the Heat gave in the NBA Finals,
it was lackluster.
I mean, you just got to put it out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that final series was, you know, they just got out, man, they got beat.
Well, I wasn't impressed, though, the way that they
I'm going to tell you right now, Carlette, basically they had, I think they may be one of the few teams, they've been in the championship game 4 years running. It was their fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had they won it that first year, they would have three-peated and they would have went to it a fourth time. I just think that it was anybody's game. They were just too burnt out, I believe. And mm-hmm. I think that is about the – that is it to the run of the Miami Heat, I believe. I think it's time to move
on. I think it's time.
You know?
I think it's time to – I think – and this is what LeBron said, and I love his even-keeledness. He said, you know, it's very rare that professional athletes really can control their own destiny.
Right.
And he really feels like and understands that he's in the driver's seat and that he can control – what happens from here. He's still a kid, basically. He's only 29 years old. Of course, he's been dubbed the man child. I mean, a freak of nature. He is incredible. Peace. But this is what I was looking at. I was looking
seventh
at
seventh wonder of the world.
The seventh wonder. I was looking at his track record. Now, in 10, when he left the Cavs, he was a free agent. He took his talent to Miami.
South Beach
is where, and we all sat, you know, fans of the game, people who love the game, we all sat and waited for the announcement about what he would do. And I'm wondering if he will follow suit and take his talents. This is what the pundits are saying, and I think this is very plausible. They're saying, what if there is a Big Three established in L.A.? Yeah, Showtime.
Byron Scott is the coach. No, they're saying that they can pick their coach.
Right. So, okay. So, check this out for all you sports fans, NBA fans. Melo Anthony, LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant. They're saying, what if they put together a Big Three in L.A.?
Man.
That could be absolutely freaking incredible. You know, that could be Showtime at its finest.
Would it be, though? I mean, you know, because even with the Big Three in Miami, you know, people accepted their roles. You know, if that Big Three were to happen out in L.A., then Kobe would go from being the man to the number three. Because, you know, basically you got Melo, who's 30. LeBron is 29.
Mm-hmm.
They're right in the prime of their careers. You know, Kobe is on the back end, but he's still good.
Uh-huh.
He's still the man. But, you know, that being the man is not just, you know, you saw how well D-Wade did it.
Absolutely.
You know, he transitioned into the fact that, okay, this was my team, now it's our team, mm-hmm. and I'm not even number one in that hour. But he made a lot of money, and he wanted some championships,
mm-hmm.
you know, which was, you know, it was smart.
Well, this is what I hope. I hope that if that scenario is possible, that Kobe could grow up, because that has always been, you know, the sort of the sticking point.
Kobe is grown.
No.
He's the Black Mamba.
The Black Mamba is, he is the man, but he has a problem sharing the spotlight.
You think he does?
I think he does.
Shared in the
chat. Yeah, but there was always contention there. There was always
media hype.
But
was it really beef or was it media?
I think that there was a lot of contention there because Shaq wanted it to be his team.
Right.
And Kobe wanted it to be his team. And I love what T.D. Jakes said. You have to be big enough.
Big enough.
You have to be big enough to lift others up and to sometimes step back. And all of these personalities, when you talk about Carmelo Anthony, you talk about LeBron. But LeBron doesn't seem to have that diva-esque.
No, he just doesn't have it.
He doesn't seem to have it.
No, he's okay with himself, so he doesn't mind others around
mm-hmm.
him being big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, that's a security that very few people possess.
And this is what the pundits are saying about Kobe. They're saying that he doesn't make players around him better.
Well, they're saying that about Melo.
You know, well.
You know, Melo is hot, man. He can handle the rock. But, you know, it's LeBron is the number one free agent out in the market right now
mm-hmm.
because wherever he goes, the team gets better.
And we were talking.
He took Cleveland to the championship.
Exactly.
You know, that speaks volumes right there. And that was in his earlier years.
And that's when he was a mere babe.
Yeah.
And so we were talking early about how the Cavs owner came out and he just really, reamed.
He didn't think it was going to be 4 years later. If he would have just kind of just said, man, look, go ahead and do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
We expect you back. You know, what he saw was his franchise walking out.
Right. And all fairness, he had built so much around LeBron and around.
But could you blame him for being hot?
No.
You really can't.
And the way that LeBron went about it, and I think maybe.
How did he go about it? I never really got that. I thought he went
I think that he probably should have. They made the big announcement on television. We were all sitting waiting for what he would say, and I don't think that he spoke with the owners.
Yeah, but he didn't know him nothing.
And you said that then, but I think he did. I think it's just a matter of respect.
Well, you know, because you see teams do it to players all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a business. You know, look, I like you. I appreciate it and everything like that right there, but I don't really owe you anything.
Right.
And you'll know when everybody else knows. And I think
that
was his prerogative, and he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it was anything bad about that. I mean, basically, they were selling that. You know, basically, he's selling the sizzle to where he's going. And, you know, now it's not about Cleveland with me. It's about Miami. And Miami is about to feel that same sting.
You think he's going to leave Miami?
I just don't see why he would hang around because – okay, you got Bosch,
mm-hmm.
who to me is a good player, but, you know, I don't think he's much, you know, like you take somebody like, what was that guy who was shooting the cover off the ball for Indiana? What was his name? King, man, I forget his name, but, you know, but Indiana had a guy that was just,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he was just awesome.
Right.
You know, that guy right there is, you know, to me is running circles around Bosch.
That
cat was bad.
I think that Miami is going to have to do a lot of restructuring. I think, and you and I talked about this, we disagreed. I don't think that Chris Bosh showed up. And even in the last year's championship.
Yeah, but he was good, though, Mother. He would get you, you know, 20, anywhere from 18 to 25 points a game. I mean, you know, he quietly gets it. He was a good shooter, but when he's cold,
mm-hmm, he's
just
cold.
Couldn't contribute.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't get, you know. But, you know, he gets rebounds. He you know, he's just one of those players like Robert Ory used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just quietly mm-hmm. doing things, but never really doing anything.
Robert Ory won a lot of championships with a lot of different teams. And I'm wondering if LeBron is going to be pretty much the same way. But in terms of, you know, a
being
leader,
the
being the man. And, you know, as we get excited about the draft, there are some local players, Louisiana players,
yeah.
that are really, really
yeah.
spoken very highly of in the
Absolutely.
Draft. And one of those players is Markell Brown.
Alexandria's own.
Mm-hmm, Peabody Magnet graduate. And he talked about the recent weeks of working out. Of course, he was at Oklahoma State. He was a guard there. And he just talked about some incredible moments, D.C. He had an opportunity to work out in front of your airness, Michael Jordan.
MJ.
Yeah, he is now the primary owner of the Charlotte Hornets. And he said, Markell said, he was quoted as saying, you know, he's just such a huge fan of MJ. And he said he probably owns every pair of Jordans that he made. And the interviewer asked him, he said, which ones were you wearing when your airness watched you work out? And he said, you know what? I was not wearing any at all. The day that I should have been wearing my Jordans, I wasn't. But, of course, that was an incredible moment for him. People are looking at him as, we were talking about his skill set. He is one of those players that's sort of right in between. We are thinking, just as pundits ourselves, that he could probably be an off-the-bench, maybe shooting guard. He's hoping that he'll be able to come off the bench, play some offense and some defense. But what we love about watching Markell during his college career, D.C., is he's got the sheer will to want to win.
Absolutely. And that's what you get at Peabody in the basketball program.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Coach Brown,
mm-hmm.
Coach Smith, you know, that's what he teaches over there.
Mm-hmm.
So basically he's beating people that may have more talent than him with the sheer will to win
mm-hmm.
and the desire to compete. He is a natural competitor.
Yeah.
And that's why he's going on to the big show.
You know, but then it's iffy because he's only about 6'3". He's a shooting guard.
Well, they say 6'3", 6'4".
6'3", 6'4".
You got, you know.
But, you know, everybody is just believing and hopeful that, you know, he's gonna get picked up. And that he'll do well.
No, they're wondering where he's going to get picked
mm-hmm.
up, because he is going to get picked up. And they're wondering how high,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, of course, that has a lot to do with your income,
mm-hmm.
how high you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but, you know, real basketball minds, real people who really understand the game, really know where he should go and where he should go play. And
mm-hmm.
people know what they're looking for. You know, people understand. And right now, I think he's probably one of the most underrated players, because people are expecting him to be an off-the-bench player, to come in
mm-hmm.
and hold the best defense, the best offensive player on the other team, guard
mm-hmm.
them, and to spark the offense on his team, when I think he's going to be more of a one of the big three guys. He's going to be, once he gets in the league,
mm-hmm.
he's going to take it on just like he took on college, because
mm-hmm.
they thought that he would probably be playing, and he just went in and once he got his groove,
mm-hmm.
you know, he just took off.
And he just was able to adapt. And
right, exactly.
And what we do in moments like this, and people who listen to the show know that we're really, really huge sports fans. We love the game, and we love watching the game, and we love watching it with our son.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that we were saying, which is a teachable moment, is that Markell Brown's adaptability
mm-hmm.
and his humility and his willingness to take the gifts and talents that he has and to just do what the coaches
ask him to do. Absolutely.
And that's what we were saying to young Deuce Christmas. When you use your gifts and talents and you just do what the coaches ask you to do, you will get what they believe that they know that you can get out of yourself.
Absolutely. And unlike a lot of the people that's going to be in the draft, Markell has graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another thing
mm-hmm.
that, you know, when you're talking about Peabody and the program
mm-hmm.
that they have over there, you know, their kids go to college
mm-hmm.
and graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I recall, you know, when we followed them back in 2004, when we first got back mm-hmm. here on that championship team, we were at all the games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. And that was actually before we started the program. I used to just follow him around. I remember I used to sit with Big Mike Hall all the time. Mm-hmm. He was a huge fan. And it was astonishing to us to see how much the basketball players had advanced.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't watched basketball since the 80s.
High school. Mm-hmm.
And I remember they had a guy named Limroy. He was basically just good, and I think he ended up going to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had, you know, their players were more player athletes than just players, because a lot of them went on to maybe play in college, and a lot of them didn't, but all of them graduated.
Right, and they were all scholars.
Absolutely.
And that says a lot for Coach Smith. It says a lot for the program at Peabody Magnet High School, and we got to give big kudos to that, because we're telling our son, you may play at the next level and you may not, but at the end of the day, what did you say to young Deuce Christmas?
It's all about education.
It's all about education.
It's all about education. You got to get your education.
There's another exciting prospect from Louisiana, from UL Lafayette.
That's my alma mater.
Of course. He's a guard. He's also a guard, about the same height. I mean, he was just, he was insane. Elfrid Payton. He's also entering the draft. Of course, he's a junior. He's declared that he's going to be entering the draft. He's 6'3". He's a playmaker. He's viewed as a top point guard in this draft, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is really...
Miami needs to call him. They're saying he's going to go in the first round. If he's the second to the last pick, because that's what they're going to have if they hadn't done any, you know, fiddling around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have.
They need a point man in Miami. They need...
Yeah, Chalmers at best is an off-the-bench point guy. I mean, you know.
At best.
You know, he needs to be a backup guy. He can't.
And if he's hot, he's hot. And if he's not, he's not.
To tote the load. And they almost are blaming the championship on the fact that, not on Chalmers, but on the fact that they didn't really have the guard that they needed. And that's what happens when you're paying $120 million.
Right.
Three players.
Right.
You know, 125, 120, 119, something like that. You know, they're all getting the lead, the maximum amount of money that you can make as a player.
And so it's going to be interesting to see how it goes down on tomorrow night, you know, and to see who goes where and, you know, how it all plays out, you know.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. Of course, we said already that the Cavs are going to be first on the clock. It's going to be interesting to see who they're going to pick up. I think they've got a lot of opportunities there. I mean, they haven't done.
They won't be picking up LeB.
Well, you know, it will be interesting to see if he says, you know,
I'm going back home.
I'm taking my talents back home.
And I'm going to tell you what, that would sort of be an honorable thing.
Mm.
You know, look, I wanted to win a few championships, get that out the way, won a couple. I got two under my belt. Now I want to go home and pull off the Jordan coup de grace. Like, in other words, I'm going to stay home, and I'm going to stay here until we win them. You know, I think they will be competitive time he goes in. Okay, they have the first round pick. What would that look like if they got the first round pick? They got the biggest. I don't know what the draft looks like. I hadn't watched any college ball. Mostly just Markel.
Mm-hmm.
But they pick some big guy, right, in the draft, and then they take Melo and LeB.
Wow. Now, that would be another dynamic. You know what? It's going to be exciting to see. So Cleveland is first. Milwaukee, the Bucks, are going to be coming in second. The Sixers, 76ers, are going to be third on the clock. Orlando Magic, Utah Jazz, the Celtics, and then the Lakers have the seventh pick. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And, you know, as I was thinking about Markel working out and your heiress, Michael Jordan, being there, I was wondering, are they thinking of making him a Charlotte Hornet?
Shucks. Well, you just don't know where he's going to go. You've really got to be a basketball mind to figure out.
Yeah, and even the minds don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and, you know, teams are trying to fill in what they need. But with all of this free agency and all of this stuff going on, you know, when people like LeBron and Melo, those types of people start wanting. And then you still got Chris Bosh and D-Wade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now D-Wade probably won't be as valuable. But, you know, somebody's going to be glad to have
an
experienced shooting guard like him, who's a playmaker and still has enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at people like Manu Ginobili, who's been around, but they didn't play him that much during the regular season, mm-hmm. and just waited until the big show, how they show up,
right?
You know, to make sure they keep their bodies healthy. That's the kind of situation you look for him to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, and it's still basically he's made his, you know, his money.
And back to the Heat, they're saying that, and this is what Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade are saying. They're saying that before any decisions are made, they're going to come together and sit at the table. Why are you tickled?
Well, because they're going to probably have to see what LeBron is going to do.
Yeah.
They got, you know, I mean,
So it's really, really, for all of those people that are interested in the draft and interested in, you know, especially with LeBron, the time is winding down. And you know what? I have a sneaking suspicion that he has already made some decisions. June 30th is actually D-Day, so to speak.
Because really, it's with LeBron, it's not so much about money.
No.
Because he's going to get the same money. It doesn't matter where he goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about the team chemistry. Who am I going to mm-hmm. be playing with? And are we going to have the best possible chance of winning
right.
it all? In other words, the next 4 years, he wants to be in the championship
mm-hmm.
all 4 years mm-hmm. or 5 years or whatever. And, you know, that's interesting.
And he has shown that he has what it takes to take a team to the championship, not only take them there as a young kid, took the Cavs. He's got the goods to get it done. He understands the dynamics. He understands winning championships. And he's going to be, I mean, it doesn't even make sense to say he's going to be a great asset, because that's well understating what he's going to be. He's going to be the man. But we're looking forward to it. And we'll see what happens on tomorrow night. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit Union with heart. Dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in the parish. Lots happening in the parish. You can phone for more information about activities and events at 800-833-4195. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. Don't forget, it's never too late. If you're looking at purchasing your first home, or you're looking at refinancing, or you just want to invest, you just need some great information. Well, there is a deluge of information housed at Magnolia State Mortgage, and the ladies there, they can help you at 318-561-8020. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. 95 years they're celebrating. Been around since 1919. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Already it's 8:28 local time, 9:28 Eastern. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we'll be back right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church.
This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexander, Louisiana. Again, have a thought with my friend's On Point talk about today. We want to look at success. Many of us think success is what people have told us, but the truth is success is in life depends upon the three I's: integrity, intelligence, and industry. If you find his place, if we find our place, it fuels the person that to become a successful man. We have to find our niche in life. And keep in mind, as we work through this, our integrity is who we are when nobody is looking. Our intelligence is what God has put in us. And our industry is how we apply that to work. Now keep this in mind for me. all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. So if we find our intelligence, what God has put in us, we will discover that knowledge is what's known, the apprehension of facts in the mind, and wisdom is the application of facts in life. And that's where our intelligence comes. So be intelligent, be hard, be successful, work hard, watch God bless you, and nobody can stop you from becoming who God created you to be. Have a good day.
This has been another OPT, Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program. designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, the morning is winding down. It's 8:44 local time, 9:44 Eastern time. And you know what? As you're traveling in this morning, we hope that you are feeling really even keeled. And this morning, that's what I decided. I decided that even keeled was going to be the order of the day. At our house, we say cool is the order of the day. But for me this morning, my declaration was not only relinquishing control yet again, but really, really trying to be in that place of evenness, that place of balance. And that's a place where many of us struggle to be in balance. And I don't know if you can ever truly create a balance and keep a balance. It's like balance is always teetering. And sometimes if you feel like I have been lately, a little bit off kilter, a little bit out of balance, then for myself, what I've had to do was really just go inward and check and see why I was feeling out of balance or why I was feeling off kilter. And what I decided this morning after waking up very, very early
was that oftentimes things can come in, they can come into your psyche, things that are there to, those voices that we talk about so often, things that are there to take you off balance, to take you out of that place of peace and calm. And for me, and maybe you're experiencing this too, you have to make sure that you keep yourself at a centrical point. And what I mean by that is to keep yourself in the center. And each time you get out of the center, you've got to really, really strategically move yourself back into that place of peace. There are so many things vying for our attention, so many distractions to get us off balance, that it is up to us. Nobody can keep you in balance. Nobody can keep you in a place of peace and calm except for yourself. And so this morning, if you're feeling a little bit off balance or a lot of out of balance, then you really have to say to yourself, what do I need to do to bring myself back into alignment? And for me this morning, as I was up praying early this morning and just meditating, even before DC got up, I started thinking, what is this about? And you know, when you really dig down into yourself and you really wonder, why do I feel sort of just off? And when you really, really go deep, it is a lot of nothingness. And as we talk to people like Bishop Jakes and yesterday Paul Hulich that talked about stress and the stress pandemic, there are always instances that will try to create stress and anxiety if you allow it. Now, I've been talking about control and the lack thereof, and he talked about control in a different sense, where we have to understand that some of these things we can control. We can control how we decide to feel. You can absolutely control that. And so this morning, as I was just sort of meditating on past conversations with great thought leaders, I started thinking, you know what, there's nothing wrong. Everything, my family is healthy. We had a nice cool bed to sleep in last night. And so what I started doing for that feeling of just really uncertainty, that feeling of being in the middle, you know what I started doing? I started giving thanks. I started finding everything in my life that I could totally be grateful for. And I'm going to tell you, that's how you start warding that off. You start opening up your mouth and praising God. You start being thankful for those things that we take for granted on a daily, regular basis. And you just start doing that and see if you don't feel better. But see, the thing of it is about being out of balance or an off kilter. You don't want to open up your mouth. Yeah, it's almost like, and DC has said this to me many times, sometimes he can be saying something to me, really ministering to me, really telling me about things that I need to hear, but I really don't want to hear, because you know how hard that truth is to hear. It is. And he'll say, it's almost like you get lockjaw. And that's how I was feeling this morning, almost like my jaw had locked up and it didn't want to open up and start to gratify God, start to be grateful for the things and the people in my life and all of the things that God is doing. But you know what? I just really pushed right on past that. And I got such a burst of energy and a sense of well-being. And so if that's you this morning, if you're feeling just out of sorts, and you know, you could say, well, nothing's wrong, everything's okay, but I have to go deeper. I have to say, okay, why am I feeling this? And once you open up your mouth and ask that question to God and the universe, you put that why out there, then you'll start to understand that the why is probably steeped in fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of what's going to happen next. Fear, fear, fear. And so you have to really be able to open up your mouth and cast that down. Am I going to be able to be successful at my job today? What is it going to look like? What is my boss going to require of me? Will I be able to meet those requirements? All of the things that you really cannot control. But when you say to yourself, you know what, God, I give you control today, and I trust that your plan is a great plan for my life, then you just start to feel better. And you start to, you know, for the word says for the spirit of heaviness, that we should put on what? The garment of praise. And so that's what I did this morning. And I'm going to tell you, I feel so much better for it. And if you are having that situation, open up your mouth, regardless to how you feel. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be eloquent. And just start giving thanks for all of those things in your life that sometimes you forget about. Be thankful for your kids and what they're doing. Even if they're not doing what you expect, just be thankful and declare that they will. DC says, thankful. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunky. I can't say enough, DC, about Darlene and her team. Man, they're working on St. Edward's Funeral Home.
St. Edward's coming soon.
Yes, indeed. They are working diligently. And you know what, DC? I can't wait to see the finished product.
I can't even call that. Because, you know, you kind of can figure what you think it's going to look like.
I can't
like,
even you know? Figure.
It's hard to go in the mind of Darlene. You mm-hmm. can't get in there.
She is one of the great creators.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just have to, you know what I've resigned myself to is the fact that I just have to wait and see.
I know.
You know, you can't, you know, because I don't want to, you know, fixate myself in an area that is just nothing like what I thought. And I'm like, oh, okay, wow. So the way I do that is just wait and see.
Uh-huh. We are, Darlene and Maurice, we're sending lots and lots of prayers your way. Lots and lots of good energy because they are working countless hours, not only with Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, but also with their new ventures. Many, many prayers, many, many well wishes to both of you and to your team. Now, if you're in need of Sylvia's Caring Companions, here's the number. 318-346-2540. Solo Photo Productions, but it's Solo Productions. I just love Lamia to say Solo Photo. Solo Productions is capturing great moments, great memories, great emotions, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. This is a state-of-the-art photo booth. She brings it to you. She brings it to your event. 100% professionalism. She is an entrepreneur that is on the rise, and she is doing amazing things. You can log on to her website at www.solophotoproductions. St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, they've got their clinic. It seems like it's been there forever. Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive in Alexandria, right across from Cabrini Hospital. They've got urgent care. They've got physician's appointments. And you know what? It's a free clinic. And it is state-of-the-art. It is an incredible, incredible clinic. The number to phone for an appointment, or you can just simply walk in. It's 318-448-6800. They're there Monday through Friday. They also have a pharmacy available at the Huey P. Long campus. And you can contact them, the pharmacy, at 318-483-7020. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices. He is available for consultation. He's representing the people. He does it with competence and professionalism. And all you've got to do for an appointment is phone him at 318-487-9537. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.